You are now sitting on a chair. You have chosen a place where you can speak out loud without being worried that others might hear you. Set an alarm so that it will ring in 15 minutes. Become aware of where you are right now. You are fully present in your body. Allow yourself to experience everything that you are feeling in this very moment. If you like, you can gently close your eyes. Our thoughts are often so convincing that we mix up thoughts and reality. We often feel bad or limited by the reality we ourselves create, often without realizing it. Therefore, it can be useful to learn how to distinguish between actual characteristics and opinions about characteristics. Actual characteristics are, for example, that this pencil is made out of wood, that this door is square, my weight is 79 kilos, my hair is blonde, I often talk to strangers. Our opinions about characteristics are things we think about the actual characteristics. It doesn't actually exist within the object. It is no inherent characteristic. Opinions are often different forms of evaluating and judging, like good, bad, easy, difficult, ugly, handsome, bearable, unbearable, cool, embarrassing, and so on. One way to describe mindfulness is that one actively chooses to be in the present moment without evaluating and judging. Now we are going to practice how to get some healthy distance to our evaluating and judging, since we often mix up our opinions about characteristics with the actual reality. The actual characteristics of the pencil we talked about is that it is made out of wood. What I think about the pencil are my opinions. For example, that the pencil is ugly or that the pencil is bad. It is easier to distinguish when talking about things like a pencil, and it is more difficult when it comes to ourselves. My actual characteristics are that my weight is 79 kilos, that my hair is blonde, and that I often talk to strangers. What I think about myself and opinions I have about myself and my actual characteristics can be, for example, I think I am ugly, I think I am handsome, I think I am bad, fat, embarrassing, and so on. We sometimes think that our opinions about ourselves are the truth. A thought experiment to distinguish opinions from actual characteristics can be to imagine that there are no human beings left on Earth. Would the pencil still be made out of wood? Yes, it would. Would my body, if it still existed, weigh 79 kilos? Yes, probably. Would the pencil be ugly? No. Because this is just an opinion about its actual characteristics. Would my body be ugly, fat, or too thin? No, because there wouldn't be anyone around who could have that opinion about my body's actual characteristics. Beyond all opinions we have about ourselves, the truth is, we are who we are. Nothing more, nothing less. I am who I am. Beyond language and evaluations, we are all complete beings, beyond the opinions others or ourselves might have. Now, say to yourself a few times, I am who I am. We are now going to do a pretty odd exercise to create a healthy distance to our thoughts and opinions. In Buddhism, one sometimes calls our brain or mind the chattering monkey. Our brain constantly creates thoughts and opinions and evaluations that chatters in our mind. That is how the mind works. Your task now is to give your chattering monkey a voice, to give your thoughts and opinions a new context is often effective in creating distance. Put words to all thoughts appearing in your mind and play with them, either with tempo or voice. When you play with a tempo, it may sound like this.
I have a thought that everyone else is better off than me. I have a thought that I am embarrassing because several people laughed at me at the bus stop this morning when I stumbled. I have a thought that I am the most clumsy and disgusting person in the world. I have a thought that I have to prove that I am good enough.
Or slowly, I have a thought that I am stupid since my last exam went so bad. When playing with your voice, it may sound like this.
I have a thought that I am useless being. I have a thought that I will always be alone.
Or,
I have a thought that I am ugly. I have a thought that I will never find a job.
You can also come up with your own versions. Continue to play with the chattering monkey on your own until the alarm rings.